setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, folks, welcome. Coming to you live from our Ramsey Solutions studios in Nashville, you're joining a conversation about you, specifically what you were born to do. You were created to fill a unique role in and through your work. That means you are needed. You're incredibly valuable. But it also means there's a duty. There really is a responsibility for you to show up and be who you were created to be. And when you begin to grasp that reality and you believe it, then you see, wait a second, there is more to work than a paycheck. There is purpose. And that's what we help you do here. We help you make that big old fat paycheck or enough of a paycheck, and we help you experience and see the purpose in your work, and that's going to change Mondays for the rest of your life. You think about how much time you spend at work. Why in the world would you just stay in a job that's either something you hate or just okay? 844-747-2577 is the phone number to jump in. 844-747-2577. The website is kencoleman.com for a ton of resources, articles, and everything that you need to truly get clear, get qualified, get connected, get started, get promoted, get the dream job, give yourself away. Those are the seven stages. So we are here for you. So many of you are watching and engaging in this show who are on the path to purpose. You are close to the dream job. Maybe you're in the dream job, but you're winning. And I want to talk to those of you who are in that situation. Because I think that what we spend so much time on in this show, for obvious reasons, because of the need, are working with people who are trying to figure out where they want to go and then how to get there. But how do you stay on top? Because if you look at the seven stages, we talk about stage six, get the dream job, where I'm on top of the mountain, but now my view changes. So what happens there? So we need to stay on top because now we're expanding the dream, we're expanding the vision. So how do we stay on top? Well, there's many things you got to do. But today, I want to give you three things that will help you stay on top. Three disciplines that can become habits that will ultimately become the pillars of your foundation in that dream job, and you're giving yourself away in stage seven. How do you stay at the top long enough to truly give yourself away? So we're really talking about stage seven. So we're in the dream job, stage six, and we're in stage seven consecutively. So here are three things you need to do. Number one, regularly and intentionally, make sure you get some quiet. And I mean quiet. I don't mean noise canceling headphones on the plane. Okay? I mean stillness, quiet, to where you can hear your heart beating. Birds chirping, I'll give you that. But you don't want to be in a place that's busy and distracting. You want to be a place that's calming. A place of solitude, because we're looking for stillness and quiet. Why? Because getting quiet allows you to legitimately not just hear the heartbeat, but to be free from so much distractions and let that brain just filter out. And it'll have a million thoughts, and then at some point you start to slow down. And you need to get in a place where you're still and where you're quiet so you can go, how do I feel? What am I thinking? What am I focused on? What's really going on? That's important. Number two, find a place of rest. The stillness and the quiet is important for reflection, but then we need to truly pour into ourselves, our physical selves, the emotional self of just rest. I'm not going to work. I'm not going to think. I'm not going to create. I'm going to rest. Could be a spa experience. It could be just going into a cabin and sleeping in and resting or sitting on a boat, but you need to rest. And then finally, make yourself accountable to do that. Share that with somebody and say, hey, I need to do this. Tell the family, tell friends, and have people hold you accountable. That's going to help you win. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Phoenix, Arizona to get us started. Scott joins us there. Scott, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you doing today?
Scott, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I am doing great.
Good.
I just had a quick question about working with like external recruiters and headhunters. Like I've had a handful reach out, well, several reach out on like LinkedIn and other sites.
Mm-hmm.
Like what, how much information should you provide them if they're asking you about like how much money like your current salary is and stuff like that?
First of all, let me say I encourage people to work with recruiters. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. You know, they are a massive organization, but they're putting people out there all the time, and they're pushing stuff. And so in those profiles and stuff, salary ranges, you know, things like that, that's natural information to give, because a recruiter of any type is going to need to know, is this a viable candidate for this position? So I don't know how a recruiter does their job well if they don't know a salary range or a specific salary, because they're trying to match up jobs and people. So I would be fine giving that information.
Like I don't have a problem like letting them know like what salary range I'm looking for. Like I was just wondering if they like ask you point blank, like, hey, how much money are you making right now in your current role? Is that okay?
Yeah, I think it comes down to your comfort level. I certainly would be fine with it. Because let's play this out. If a recruiter, let's say they get a range from you, okay?
Okay.
And then they get a job they think is a good fit based on the range. At some point, they're gonna facilitate an offer if it keeps going forward. And so the company's gonna make you an offer. And so if you're giving them a range, where I would tell you, if you give them a range, then your current salary better be on the low end. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't want to put your, if you give them a range, your current salary doesn't need to be at the top and certainly not the middle. It needs to be on the low end. And that range also needs to be realistic based on any market research you can do. And they can help with that. So it comes down at the end of the day to your comfort level. I guess I would just ask, what are you worried about? What could go wrong? What are you afraid of by telling them exactly what you make right now?
It's just one of those things where I'm just a little afraid with like some of these recruiters. Like I know that I feel like the ones who are reaching out really are trying to help fill those roles. Like I'm just afraid like I get lowballed I feel like I know what I'd be worth, but I feel like it just gets hard when they're trying to pull you into like a different market across the country.
Okay, so what I would do is do that research based on experience and skill and see what that is, and understand money changes when you talk about different areas of the country. And you've already figured that out. So wouldn't worry about it. And again, what I would tell them is if a recruiter asks you what you make, you can tell them, but you go, look, I'm not leaving here. I'm not going to leave something to go to something to make the same. I'm not leaving for less than a 15% bump or 20%. You tell them. That's the nice thing about this. They're just gauging whether or not you might be a fit. They only win when they put you and they fill a position, right? And so you get to say what you will take and what you won't. So if they ask you what you're making now, you can say it, but you can also go, but don't even present me for something where I'm making the same. I'm not interested. I'm not going to uproot my life for the same salary. I'm not going to uproot it for 5% or 10%. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I would do. And but again, you got to go to your comfort level. And I would also say that it's okay if you don't like the way somebody feels to not work with them. Some of the ones you do like the way they feel when they talk to you, work with them. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. Do you want to make more money to do what you love with the people you love? Have you ever thought about bringing in more income by selling products on Amazon? I want to introduce you to Seth Kniep, the founder of Just One Dime. Starting with a single dime, Seth built a multi-million dollar Amazon business, and you can do it too. With 126 staff and Amazon expert coaches, Just One Dime has trained over 10,000 people from around the world, many of whom are now multi-millionaires. Their award-winning online training, along with personal one-to-one mentorship, will walk you through the entire process, including opening your Amazon seller account, building your brand, selecting a profitable product, finding the right supplier, launching your product, and marketing and managing your online business. If you'd like to learn more, schedule a call today by going to jod.com/Ken Coleman. Again, that's jod.com/Ken Coleman. Ken Coleman Show continues from our Ramsey Solutions Nashville-based headquarters, helping you discover what you were born to do, help you get promoted into that dream job, helping you get qualified to make that move. It depends where you're at on the seven stages as to how we're going to help you, but I can promise you this, we are going to help you. 844-747-2577. Our last caller was asking about the value of recruiters, and I believe in recruiters. That's why I endorse ZipRecruiter. They are the number one hiring site in the United States, and it is a searcher's market, shall we say. 52% more jobs posted online in June than there were in February of 2020. This is before the pandemic. So still a lot of jobs out there. And this is where my friends at ZipRecruiter can help. They take away all the yuck and the suck. You know, I submit resumes. I never hear anything back. And I don't feel like I'm getting any looks at all. I don't even know what's going on. Well, there's a reason why they're number one. Their technology and the amount of companies they have that are posting jobs with them are an unbelievable combination, and it's a free service to you. Fill out a profile today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken, and within minutes, they begin matching you up, your profile, your experience, your resume with companies that have jobs that are a match, and you get updates when they look at you, when they like your profile, and when they ask for your information, and they will contact you directly. Again, it is the easiest way to search for a job. Sign up for free right now at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. All right, let's go to Nick, who joins us in Lafayette, Colorado. Nick, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hello, Ken. How are you doing today?
I'm living the dream, Nick. What are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out some things.
There we go.
Thank you for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
You bet, man. I'm here for you. What's up?
So I've really struggled this over the years, but I'm 29, and I still don't know what I want to do with my life career-wise. I often don't feel like I'm passionate about anything. I've had many jobs over the years, none of which I've really been passionate about. Even the current job I'm at right now. I have a desire definitely to go back to school. However, I don't know what I want to go for.
Wait a second. So we shouldn't have a desire to go back to school if we don't know why we're going back to school. That would be a bad desire. Okay, that's like me having a desire to eat a frozen pizza at 2 in the morning. All right, it's just a bad desire. There's nothing good going to come from that, I can tell you. So let's not assume we got to go to school to figure out our future. Let's figure out our future, then decide if school is a part of it. Make sense?
Yes, makes sense.
All right, yeah. So where do we start with you? You're telling me you have no ideas at all? None. You have no ideas. When I say to you, what would you try tomorrow? I didn't say do for the rest of your life. What would you try? What would you experiment with first if you knew you couldn't fail and it would be a fun experiment? What would you do?
Well, I do have two ideas.
Good. Number one.
When I was younger, I wanted to be a pastor.
Okay.
And my other idea would be going maybe more mechanical engineering.
Okay, so those are two very different things. So I don't know how long you've been listening to my show, but you know that we talk about get clear is stage one. We got to get clear. All right, and so the way we get clear is we look at our three unique indicators elements that we all have. Talent, what we do best, passion, work we love to do, mission, results we love to create or produce. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So when I hear engineering and I hear pastoring, which one is the lead? Which one's in the lead right now? If you had to rank them?
I would say the mechanical engineer would be in the lead right now.
Yeah. So let's dive into that. Do you have the talent for it? Are you naturally talented in the areas that a mechanical engineer needs to be talented in?
I'm not sure, honestly.
Is that true, or are you just full of doubt?
I guess I'm full of doubt.
Yeah, well, who's making you doubt that? Let's come at it another way. Tell me the top three things, if you and I were sitting having lunch, and you said, Ken, I'm interested in mechanical engineering, and I can tell you the truth when I say I don't know much about mechanical engineering. I'm the least mechanical dude on the planet, Nick. I'm a disaster. I know how to put gas in a car, air in a tire, and that's the end of it. Okay. I'm a disaster. If I said to you, what are the top three areas of talent that a mechanical engineer would need to be successful? What would you say they are?
I would think they would need to be good at math, you know, and there is some math involved in that. And it's probably about also maybe people skill. And
what else?
Third one.
What would they do with all that math? What would they do with that skill of math? Why is that important? Because you're fixing stuff and building stuff, right?
Right.
So it's logic and the mathematical problem solving. They got to be good problem solvers, right, Nick?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, right. I know you're nervous and you're on a live show, but that's okay. Are you good at those things you just told me and that I told you?
I don't think I'm very good with math, unfortunately, no.
Okay, but are you good at fixing stuff? If can you fix a car, figure out your way around and fix a car? Yes or no?
I'm not with cars, but I'm good with my hands.
Okay, so mechanical engineering, do you have the talent to pull it off? The answer is you don't know and I don't know. Unless you do know and you doubt yourself. Because I don't want doubtful Nick, I want honest Nick. So what kind of a job in mechanical engineering are you interested in? Do you have an idea?
I do not know.
Okay, that's the problem. So that's the good news, though. We're interested in mechanical engineering, and you know why. You like working with your hands. All right? But I also want you to think about other jobs that you would like to do because you like working with your hands. That's a clue. So what you've got to do is you're still in the get clear stage. So I'm going to give you my assessment, my get clear career assessment. I'm going to have Amanda give you a link and a code, and I want you to take it. And then when you get your purpose statement, I want you to sit down and ideate, and we give you a section called Professional Possibilities, which is designed to kind of get your brain moving. But these are not like in stone suggestions. They're just ideas. But then you need to go, okay, I need to sit down with a mechanical engineer or two. I need to sit down with somebody who's in construction. I need to sit down with somebody who builds something. I don't know. Okay, assembles something. You need to spend some time with those people, specifically a mechanical engineer. And you need to learn everything you can about a mechanical engineer's gig and all the different things they can do. And you can do that because you know somebody. If you don't know a mechanical engineer personally, you know somebody who does. True or false?
True.
The answer is true. And I want you to sit with them or talk to them on the phone or FaceTime or lunch or coffee. And I want you to do what you would do if you were interviewing somebody for a college term paper. You know what to do on that. And I want you to figure out if, in fact, you have the talent to be a mechanical engineer. I just don't think you know enough about it to truly assess yourself. And then you need to ask yourself, once I hear what is involved, the schooling, the training, the day in, day out, all the possibilities, does that set me on fire? Do I get excited about that? Am I passionate about it? And then does it allow me to create a result that I am super juiced about? That's mission, talent, passion, mission. You just got to do some homework right now. And you got to sit with people who are doing this work that you're interested in, and you're going to either get an eh or a ding, ding, ding. Does that make sense, Nick?
Yes, it does.
All right, get after that. I'm going to put you on hold. Take the Get Clear Career Assessment. Go do that homework, and then you can call me back if you're needing more advice on how to get there. But I don't think you're going to need it, because by talking to those people, you're going to figure out, oh, it's not it, and I need to go talk to somebody over in this field, and then somebody in this field. And when I'm talking to these people, they're going to tell you how to get qualified. And then you do that. And there's where you see the seven stages that I teach. Right now, you're in the get clear stage. Once you're clear, now we begin to look at the best way to get qualified. And while we're getting qualified, we move into stage three. Get connected, and that's where opportunities present themselves for you to step into stage four and get started. That's your path right now, young man. You got this. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Hey, folks, Ken Coleman here with you. When it comes to looking for a job, most people would probably agree that the whole experience is not fun. But it doesn't have to be this way. ZipRecruiter gets it. In fact, they've actually figured out ways to make the job search process better and easier. And candidates who are invited to apply on ZipRecruiter are nearly three times as likely to get hired. So what are you waiting for? Sign up for free today at ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Ken. It's absolutely free. Put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show. Thrilled to have you with us. We are helping you move from paycheck to purpose. Who doesn't want to do that? Somebody asked the other day, does it mean that you just work for a purpose, not a good paycheck? No, we're talking about making plenty of income and making a whole lot of impact. So, a couple things we got going on here I want to tell you about. The new book, of course, is available right now for pre-order. All the details that give you a huge bonus of ebook, the audiobook, $100 worth of other stuff, all that at kencoleman.com. But two things to know about. We're hosting an event entitled From Paycheck to Purpose Live on Thursday, November 11th at 6:45 p.m. It's a $10 ticket, and I'm going to do a deep dive on the book, From Paycheck to Purpose. We're going to get you ready to get promoted. We're going to focus really on getting clear and getting promoted. So text the word purpose to 33789. 33789. Tickets start at only $10, and that's live and online. So text the word purpose to 33789. And then the team has decided to give away our resume templates. We have six of them. They're just awesome. People are buying them like hotcakes. And we're going to give away the templates for free to 400 lucky people. And one of those people will win an advanced reader's copy of my new book signed by me. You can enter once a day for a chance to win. Go to kencoleman.com/giveaway, kencoleman.com/giveaway. You folks know I like to keep you up to date with what's going on, and I look in today's news and I see a big trend. And to me, I think it is a blinking neon arrow telling you folks to move. Let's get to it in the news. Okay, the headline comes to us from Yahoo News. Workers get pay jackpot as employers fight labor shortage. An alternate headline could be as employers fight each other to find talent. Hello, that's you folks. New survey released by the National Association for Business Economics reports that a record high of 58% of respondents increased pay at their firm. So these are employers have increased pay. And they did it during the third quarter. So this is fresh. This is like the Krispy Kreme's rolling off the hot now sign. You understand what I'm saying? This is just happening in the third quarter. And they're expecting the same amount of people. 58% of those business leaders are expecting that they're going to have to do so again in the coming months. So if this holds true based on expectations from people who are actually hiring folks, these wages are going to continue to go up. And so here's the challenge with that. Okay, I know you're sitting there going, that's great, it's great. And it is. But understand that when wages go up, costs go up too. And that's why we're seeing inflation. So it isn't just, everybody gets a raise. When companies have to raise salaries to attract talent, they also have to increase cost of their product or service. So understand this isn't just playtime here. This has implications. Let's look at the sectors, because average weekly earnings are up 4.5% over last year. The sectors that are in need of the most workers are the ones that are driving this jump. One with outsized salary gains or hourly wage gains, construction. The trades. Pay has jumped 7.1%. And in the leisure and hospitality, this is the one where we see the most. Like in your daily rhythms, in your zip code, you're seeing restaurants that are changing their hours. Folks, I got to tell you something. The closest Starbucks to me, they've slashed their hours. Starbucks can't get enough people. And so what's happening? They're raising salaries, pay 11.2%. And this is because in May, as the pandemic began to wind down, the job openings exceeded the number of job hunters. And so that's just a supply-demand issue. Nothing breaking news here. However, what does it mean? One of the guys in the study said, look, it's the trouble finding talent. It's we're hearing it all the time. And as a result, they're not offering just income increases, but also benefits like tuition, daycare subsidizing. I've seen it all, heard it all. So why am I telling you this? Because this is the time to make the move. If you're talented and if you're afraid you can't offer something, trust me, you can. And folks are offering a lot for you because you have talent they need. 844-747-2577. That's the phone number to jump in. Let's go to David now, who joins us in Springfield, Illinois. David, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how you doing?
I'm living the dream, David. What are you doing?
I am enjoying the cooler weather out here.
All right, all right. What's up?
So, I'm 22, and earlier this year, at the beginning of the season, my wife and I started a lawn care and landscape company. Uh-huh. We've actually seen really good growth this year, more than we were expecting, and definitely looking forward to next year. But, you know, I really like what I'm doing. I don't dread going to work every morning like I have at previous jobs. I love improving, you know, curb appeal of my community. I'm not kidding. I literally got goosebumps on the way to work this morning.
Nice.
I really love what I'm doing, but I'm not sure if it was because the windows were down or the weather was great, but I enjoyed it. But I've never felt it at another job before, and I've worked at a lot of places, like I said. But I have a couple worries or concerns that I wanted to run by you.
Okay, hit me.
So, like I said, I've never had this feeling with another company, and I guess I'm worried that I will eventually like lose passion for it and kind of get stuck with a higher income that I have right now. And with lawn care, it's kind of like almost limitless income. There's almost no gap to or cap to it. And I'm afraid that at some point I'm going to lose interest and then be forced to take a lower paying job because I don't really have much experience elsewhere. I've just done lawn care most of my working life. And then my second concern, I really have a extremely strong passion for leading youth through sports.
Yeah.
I don't have any professional experience doing it, but that's another thing that just gets me, you know, it gives me the juice and it gets me my blood flowing.
Okay. So let me challenge you.
Yeah.
I feel like you're a bit of a worrier. Is this true of you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, it's so obvious. And I'm not judging you. I just you need to know that that's a horrible way to live. And if you're a natural worrier, you need to start getting a system by which you start owning your worries.
Yeah.
So I don't have much time. I got a minute and a half to answer your question, and I'm going to jump to what matters. Here's the deal. I think you do both. I think, are you working for somebody? You're working for yourself, if I recall.
I'm doing part-time, and I work part-time in a town nearby, so this is kind of a part-time gig right now.
Right, but I mean, are you doing two lawn care jobs or one?
Just one.
For yourself?
Correct.
And you love it?
I love it.
So I think your path is you build that lawn care business up to where you can take care of yourself full-time on that, mm-hmm. and once you're doing that, you're already going to have some workers anyway. And you love your job. You love it. You love everything about it. And you build the business. You build the relationships. And then you hire people to do a lot of the work that you used to do.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to give you the freedom to be in youth sports. And you can sponsor your own teams.
Yeah.
You can coach some of those teams. Or you can coach one. And then sponsor several different teams on several different levels, whether it's baseball. I'm casting a vision for it. And you just chuckle because I think you like that vision.
I've thought about it several times. I just didn't know how realistic it was.
It's very realistic. The only thing that's keeping you from sponsoring those teams or coaching those teams is time and money.
Okay.
True or false?
That's true, yeah.
Well, when you're working for yourself, you can make the time. When you're working for yourself, kicking butt, you're going to have the money. Am I right?
Mm. Yeah, yes, sir.
Build you an awesome freaking lawn care landscape business. Build it right. Find young youths who love working outdoors and love that. Build this business and make a difference in youth sports. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, helping you do what you were born to do. Do it well, making the big money and the big impact. Money and meaning is possible, folks, and the way it becomes possible is by you being the best version of who you are, not what somebody else told you to do, not what somebody else offered you, what you are supposed to be doing. And you're going to figure that out by getting clear, which is stage one of the seven stages that we talk about here on the program. Seven stages to living and working like no one else. Stage one is get clear. What are my talents? What do I do best? What am I passionate about doing? We'll talk about work you love. What work do I love to do? What results do I want to produce? What am I missional about? What's my mission? Where talent, passion, and mission intersect, they come together. They point to many opportunities, not just one job. Not one dream job, multiple jobs, multiple paths, multiple dream jobs. 844-747-2577 is the number. Let's go to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Andrew is there. Andrew, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, how are you?
I'm living the dream, Andrew. What's up?
Hey, so I took a new position. I was in management, took a new job, kind of stepped back out of management with the promise that the new job would promote me into management. Shortly after taking that position, the job offers better hours, better work-life balance for me. It's been my sweet spot. It's work I love doing. I know you talk about that all the time. My question for you, though, is I'm afraid that when I get offered the promotion back into management, it won't be the salary that I was expecting.
Why?
Or that I had just some things I've heard within the company. And just knowing some of the people that have been in the organization, what they've been offered. And my question is, how do I ask for more if they are 10 or 15,000 short of where I feel that I'm worth and where I should be?
Well, before we get to that, I mean, you're already in a job you love. So is this potential opportunity still fall within that category, a dream job, a sweet spot gig?
It does, absolutely.
Okay. Well, and they're happy with you, obviously, because that's why they're offering you this promotion.
They are, yes. And the only reason I ask about the more money is, again, I took the position kind of figuring it would be a step up from the management job I was at before. I just kind of, you know, thought that it would pay more. They didn't really talk about the pay for the management position when I took the entry-level job. But they promised the promotion, but really didn't give details about it. And being in the company now, I've heard some things, and I just wasn't sure how you go about
navigating
that.
Well, we got to have evidence. We got to have something other than just, I want $15,000 more than you're offering me. And first of all, you don't even know yet. So
Correct. On
one hand, you're going to have to raise your hand and say, yep, I'm officially in, I'm interested. When they offer it, then we deal with it. Okay? And
okay.
If it's lower than you want, you better have some evidence that your want matches up with reality. So you've got to do your homework to the best of your ability and find out, is there a range of salary? So that includes your geographical area where you live, your experience, your skill set, the position you're in, all of that. What's the market value for your position or this new position? And so let's say that they offer you a number and you got it. You went in going, well, gee, I'd want a $15,000 bump, because I think that's where you're at right now. You're like, hey, I want a $15,000 bump. Well, great.
Yep.
I want to dunk a basketball, but I'm never going to be able to dunk a basketball. So I can want it, but I mean, is it possible? What's the range? Do you know? Have you done this research to see if your want matches up with reality?
Yeah, I'm so
what's the answer?
Range. Yes. So the range would be, you know, I'm looking for like 70 to 75,000, and just kind of some of the research I've done that shows the range, and some of the things I've heard from within the company, some of the managers and things have said somewhere in the 60, 65 is kind of where they start people. So that's why I said, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I'm just, so does that tell you that asking for 75 is realistic when everybody else is starting at 65?
I think I have, you know, industry experience for, you know, the last 12 years and the skill set that would allow me to ask for more.
Okay, what are you making now?
Currently 45.
Yeah, bro, that's a $30,000 bump. I think you're probably being unrealistic, but sure, ask for it. But what you got to determine before you ask is what are you going to do based on the answer?
Okay.
So
I don't think...
So
I don't think I would, you know, turn it down. I mean, I would like to ask for a little more.
Go for
like
it.
I said, then 60 or 65, but I didn't know if unreasonable or an out there number to kind of throw back at them.
You've got to make the case. I don't know how to tell you that. You did your research, which I'm glad you have, but the research shows it's 65. But you go, well, I've got 12 years of this, and you feel like when you look at what the market analysis says, that you've got more to bring to the table. So based on that, if they offer you 65, you can go, well, I did my research, and based on this, this, and this, plus my 12 years, and this, this, and this, I really would like to get 75 for it. Would you guys be willing to do that? I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing that as long as there's some, you know, evidence and some common sense on it, but you got to be okay if they go, no, we offered you what we're going to offer you. We're not going to pay you for that. We're going to pay that.
Okay.
At which point you didn't decide what to do. But if they offer you 65, that's a $20,000 bump. I wouldn't get too greedy. More importantly, I would say, what are my opportunities when they offer you? If it's not what you want, you can throw a number out there and say, hey, if you're not willing to do that, I'm just curious of what financial growth looks like based on performance and measuring that performance. That's how I would how I would do that.
I know you talk about asking about a growth plan and things like that as well.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a way to go if they don't.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, again, at the end of the day, you got to decide if you want it. Is it the right move for you? Just because it's internal doesn't mean it's the right move.
Okay.
But I'm the kind of guy that bets on myself. And if I'm wanting $10,000 more than they offer me, I'm the guy that sits down and go, okay, $10,000 feels like a lot when I say it that way. But then when I put that out over 12 months, that's not a whole lot of money. And then when I take taxes out of that, it's even less money. And do I want to, you know, negotiate on this very much at all? My answer is no. Because I'm going, all I care about is, will I have an opportunity to make way more than 75 based on performance in this new leadership position? To me, that's what I'm betting on me based on the circumstances. But there's nothing wrong with you doing that. I'd just be super, super humble, as humble as possible when coming at it that way. You know, because here's the perspective I want everybody to get. And Andrew, I want you to get this. You're in the company now making 45. Okay. They think enough of you that they're going to offer you this promotion. So they're allowing you to step up the ladder. They believe in you, giving you a great opportunity. And if they offer, first of all, you don't even know they're going to offer you 65, but if they do, that's a $20,000 bump. That's a significant bump in their eyes and in most people's eyes. And so you come back for 10 more. You just have to be very careful how you do that, because what you don't want to do is A, potentially lose the opportunity, or B, even though you get the opportunity, kind of put a sour taste on it, as opposed to going, hey, what are the opportunities to grow professionally? How do I come in and win? How are we going to measure my growth? And then how can I grow my salary as a result of measurements and exceeding or meeting those measurements? That, to me, totally different posture, totally different conversation, and to me, the healthiest conversation. But again, No, it's not bad or wrong. It's just all about how you handle it. And I do think it is delicate. I really do. You know, at the end of the day, companies are looking at it and they're going, okay, this is what we're going to offer. And they might have a little cushion built in there. So asking for more is not bad either. We'll see what happens. All right, my time is almost up. Before I leave you, remember this, you matter and you do have what it takes. Until next time, this is the Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to the Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey folks, Ken Coleman here. You can listen to myself, Dave Ramsey, Rachel Cruz, or the rest of the Ramsey Network anywhere with the Ramsey Network app on your smartphone. Catch all of our full shows, browse by topic, or send clips to your friends. Head to the App Store and download the Ramsey Network app today.